Hey y'all, this is Charlie Daniels. I've been telling you the South's going to do it again. Well, the South Shore's going to do it again, too. Monday Night Talk, leave it where it's at.
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back for our first segment. Joining us for the State House Report, it is none other than State Representative Josh Cutler, representing the 6th Plymouth District, which is Hanson, Pembroke, and Duxbury. Mr. Cutler, how are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Great to be here again. Happy New Year to you, Kevin. Happy New Year to all the listeners out there in ATD land.
How were your holidays?
They were wonderful. You know, I have 2 young children, and it's a wonderful time of year to have.
Those are the best. See, when they're little, that they can appreciate those.
Yep.
You know,
we're in the prime Santa years.
Yeah. When you get to when they're teenagers, not so much. You know, they're more worried about, you know, oh, you get me the wrong video game. These won't fit me. I can't wear these to school. You know, you get all the social things you're going
to
worry about.
I have a confession to make. We bought my son a Nintendo Wii game called Lego City, and I have been really hooked into playing it. So
Legos are cool.
What can I say?
Cool. Well, we have you here this week just to catch up what's going on, what is happening.
Sure.
It's called the State House Report. What's some of the things that you've been working on? What's been going on up on Beacon Hill?
Yeah, well, starting to heat up again. You know, over the holidays, it was a little quieter, but definitely things are starting to heat up. I was up at Beacon Hill on this past week testifying in support of a bill that's something that impacts a lot of folks here on the South Shore who've been experiencing what we call vegetation management. In other words, the utility companies coming in and doing some tree cutting along the right-of-way of the transmission lines. And it's been an issue. I know folks in Duxbury and Pembroke and Marshfield down on the Cape been very concerned about. Obviously, we all want to ensure the safe delivery of transmission of our electricity. That's paramount, and
correct,
we all understand that. And we of course, need to keep our transmission lines free of debris and free of vegetation. But, you know, there are local concerns that do occur and arise during this process. Concerns about tree cutting, concerns about spraying of herbicides, concerns about wildlife habitat. So, you know, these local concerns, they need to be respected during the process. And I think, unfortunately, while attempts are made, I think there's more that can be done to respect those concerns. And that was the experience that I saw, having lived through it, sort of, so to speak. And so what we've done is we've drafted a bill to create a commission to put together all the stakeholders, all the key folks, including the utility companies, including the energy regulators, including homeowners, including town officials, DPU folks, environmental advocates, put everyone together and task them with coming back, studying this issue and coming back within a year with a set of recommendations on how we can improve this process and make it, you know, still with the policy objectives that we have, but make it a little bit more respectful of local concerns so that everybody feels a little bit better about this and can live coexist in a peaceful way.
How has it been met? We did have the folks who were not only the folks from the NSTAR, but during the particular issue where they were going to be cutting back a certain amount of distance, and there was a lot of concern as to what they were going to do. I'm glad that something is being done on the state level to make sure that everybody has a seat at the table to be able to kind of talk about this. How has this been met by some of your peers?
Well, very well. Just offer a word. Our utility companies are in a very difficult position. We demand 100% uptime. We want no convenience to us. We want affordable rates. And so, you know, they're doing the best that they can. And I understand that, absolutely. And so, it's a collaborative relationship we want to develop here. It's not an antagonistic relationship by any means. But I testified up on Beacon Hill before the Energy Committee last week. Representative Jim Cantwell from Marshfield also joined me. It's an issue of concern in his district. Representative Tim Madden from Nantucket actually came up to testify. It's an issue of concern, especially down in the Cape. Is an issue of spraying of herbicides.
Right.
People are very concerned about that.
Sure.
So it's one of those issues that kind of it touches all over the state. I know Middleborough, Wayland, Newton are some towns where this has cropped up. So it cuts across party lines. It cuts across urban, suburban lines. It's just an issue that many folks are concerned about. And we thought this was a reasonable step to take to try to come up with some kind of solution.
Okay. What else have you had a chance to have any meetings or be a part of anything that's been going on lately? I thought when you and I had a conversation that you had mentioned something. The big topic these days is the Department of Children and Families.
Yeah.
And things that have been happening, some issues that have popped up, folks being fired because of a missing child. Did you not say you had some kind of a recent oversight meeting or something?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a very sad story and something that, gives us all pause. I sit on what's called the Post-Auden Oversight Committee in the legislature, and our committee is conducting an oversight hearing with executives from the DCF. It's coming up, the January 23rd. We're going to be having that up at the State House in Gardner Auditorium. So, you know, it's not to assign blame. It's to get to the bottom of it and try to find out what happened and make sure we make sure this darn sure doesn't happen again.
It seems to me that there's been every time I turn around and I see one of the TV channels, catching the governor and asking him what's going on. Should there be some kind of an audit? I know that Suzanne Bump, the state auditor, has already been checking into this, and I think she had released a statement this past week. I believe that there was also a request to see if maybe the federal government would get involved. Have you heard anything, or do you have any opinion on any of that?
Well, I think the governor had requested that an outside audit be conducted by an agency that I think is expertise in these kind of things, yep. And I think that was a positive step. I applaud him for doing that. Suzanne Bump, our state auditor, has done a terrific job. She has been examining this issue. So there's a lot of eyes on the issue, and I think that, you know, we can get to the bottom of this and make sure it never happens again, and I'm very hopeful, at least.
Okay. Anything, what else do you got on your plate?
Well, there's always lots going on. We had just this past Friday, we had a great colleague of mine, Representative Hank Naughton, who's a chairman of the Public Safety Committee in the legislature. Sure. He came down to Pembroke and we had a little neighborhood house party. He's a candidate for attorney general. And so he came down and kind of talked and shared his experiences, his background. I really enjoyed it. I know him as a colleague, someone I very much respect and enjoy his company. But I learned things about him. I didn't realize he was over in Kandahar and in Afghanistan helping to set up their system of justice as a former prosecutor and as a veteran. So he's got a great background. And so we had a great time getting to know and talking about some of the issues that might affect our next attorney general. Recently also had a chance to have our commissioner of public health down to we did a taping of a show, Cheryl Bartlett. And, there's so many issues in our lives that come under the purview of public health. We talked about the flu vaccines, which hopefully everyone is getting, and it's still time to get them. Healthcare, obviously. Food safety issues. We had talking about shellfish prevention, shellfish safety issues, making sure our shellfish industry continues to thrive. Mosquito and tick issues. We talked about that. Medical marijuana is another hot button topic. So we had a real good discussion. It was good to have the commissioner down to our district again to kind of talk about these things. Anytime we can get our state leaders down to the South Shore, I think it's a good thing to kind of see what's going on. And she's been very responsive. So those are some of the things that's going on. We're going to be back in session this coming week on Wednesday. Back up on the Hill, there's a number of issues that are pending. We got a welfare reform bill, a veterans bill, the Valor Act. I know we've talked about that in the past with folks. And many of your viewers are aware of that. So a lot of things, I think it'll start to heat up over the next few weeks, and we'll be venturing into budget season. And just to wrap up, I know we're almost out of time. You got to get to your guests. But we had some good news to share on the economic front. The folks on Beacon Hill do what's called a consensus revenue report every year.
Right.
Kind of all the experts come together and sort of forecast what they see as the revenue picture for the upcoming fiscal year. And the news coming out this year was pretty good. Was expecting revenue increases in the 4.5 to 5.3% increase, which is pretty significant increase. Last year we were talking about 3.5%, so it's at a percentage and a half increase.
It bumped up, right?
Which is a good sign. You know, our economy is in the right direction, so we see some good signs in terms of job growth, economic activity, GDP, those kind of things. So. Obviously, much work is still to be done, and that's what we'll get to. But at least I think we're starting off the year on a good front.
Of course, we are speaking with State Representative Josh Cutler. I know you're a guy who is very much in touch with the folks that are in your district, and you do usually set up meetings. Do you have any upcoming meetings if folks want to come on out and say hi and chat with you?
Absolutely, Kevin. We have our office hours every Friday and Monday. This coming Friday, I'll be at the Duxbury Council on Aging, 9 o'clock in the morning. I encourage folks to come stop by. You don't need an appointment. Just stop on by. And if you have something you want to talk about, an issue, a constituent matter, or if you just want to say hi and chat, that's fine, too. I love talking to everybody.
And I'm pretty sure you have a website, too. If folks want to find you,
I do have a website. If anybody needs to reach me, it's joshcutler.com. So please check it out.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
6th Plymouth District, Duxbury, Hanson, and Pembroke, Mr. Josh Cutler. We're going to step aside. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.